So, good evening, my spicy firecrackers. This is The Candid Show, brought to you by your host Krishna, and we have got Shiram here as our co-host today. And this episode is mainly like the last episode of 2020. So, we are going to see the most important or like the most famous incidents that happened in 2020. So, like it will basically be a recap of the year 2020. And I know that most of the incidents weren't a good thing. So, like most of the things were bad, and it caused many problems to the society and the persons or like to the people. So to jump into the recap of 2020, we have got is that we can see the main incidents happening is like the first incident is about Australian wildfire which caused like many damage to the nature and also to the animals, so like living in the forest. So like many koalas, we know that they were dead. So like we came to know that more than thousands of, so like more than 20 or 30 thousands of koalas were dead. So like it was very heartbreaking to hear. So like that was very it was very heartbreaking. And Shiram, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I think the very big first event or something, which I think we weren't even prepared for something like this, because I think we all expected to go into 2020 with a good amount of energy. We were all very hyped to enter 2020. We had a lot of high hopes, a lot of high spirits, and immediately in the month of January, something like this happens, and this actually caused a very big habitat loss actually in Australia, because as we know, Australia is actually having a very rich source of wildlife. Actually, there's a lot of wild animals there, and they have a very rich kind of a wildlife atmosphere there. So something which happened like this is definitely saddening to hear. It was saddening to hear actually, I think, because I think most people didn't even have the awareness that something actually like this was going on, because I think most of the people actually knew about this just when actually a Twitter hashtag became viral. I think that's how I also came to know about this, because again, a lot of media coverage wasn't there, and actually the fire actually wasn't also detected immediately. A lot of people, it took kind of a little bit of a time to actually bring this to media attention. So I think that's one of the most first biggest things which kind of happens this year, something which was not a very good start of this year, something which I think we all definitely were very sad to hear about, especially the Australians, I think. So I think the next biggest thing, if we talk about kind of like a chronological order, I think next one should be COVID again, because that's, I think, the initial stages of COVID kind of came around February, I think, because obviously officially it was announced later only by the World Health Organization, but obviously we all started to hear news about something called COVID-19, and again, this started out as something which was very meager actually. We did not expect the actual severity of this. We did not have any kind of an anticipation, any kind of an idea as to how deadly this was going to be. And we were all completely caught out by surprise, I think, because again, as soon as the lockdowns kind of came in, the entire lifestyle of us was changed, completely redefined lifestyles. We, all of our goals, all of our dreams, aspirations, all went to the trash again. And even now we are still in lockdown. So I think COVID has been one of the most biggest disasters which has happened this year, I think, in my opinion. And it is still going to be again, because I think going to 2021, we also hear that it has mutated now, COVID-19, into much more stronger variation. So I don't know what to do. I don't know what 2021 holds. I hope that it is at least better than 2020, at least, because I think we all need a lot of courage to get through 2021. And I hope to God that some kind of a miracle happens and somehow COVID kind of vanishes. Obviously, it's not going to happen, but it is really, really scary to think about 2021 right now. So Krishna, what is your general idea about COVID? So how was your life during COVID? How was the quarantine life?
So like speaking about COVID, we know that at the beginning we didn't actually anticipate it more, and so like we thought it's just a normal virus or like normal disease, it will get cured within a month or so, but we didn't know how deadly it was. And the unfortunate thing is that I also got infected by COVID in the mid of September. So like I was very afraid to go to the hospital. So like I was admitted in the hospital for more than 2 weeks, and that was something that is one of the most horrible thing that has happened to me in my life. So like I wasn't being in a hospital admitted without doing anything or like without speaking with any persons. So like a smartphone was my only way to communicate with other people. So like that was a very horrible experience for me. And now also we kind of are in a lockdown, so like we didn't actually face so like a complete freedom or like from this COVID. So we know that schools and colleges obviously was put under lockdown from starting from March. And yeah, this COVID is something that is very haunting for each and every people. So to move on into the next incident was about the Beirut bomb blast in Lebanon. So like it was very scary to see the videos going viral in Instagram and other social medias. So like as we all know that it was a very big bomb blast in Lebanon, in Beirut. So that was completely unexpected and out of nowhere it came, and it went trending in social media. And Shiram, what do you think about it?
Yeah, also I think I also came to know about this. I think I woke up one morning, I think a normal morning, I was just scrolling through my Twitter feeds. I was not expecting anything be new, and there is this hashtag kind of popping up called Beirut. So I wanted to check it out what it was. So as soon as I open it, there is this video of the place absolutely being blown to shreds, you know. So there's 1 minute you see there's no evidence of any kind of a bomb blast, the next second the place is completely in shreds, and the blast radius is so big that literally the cameraman who's filming it literally stops filming it. And there was so many debris flying around, so many hubris flying around. It was complete chaos, I think. And obviously I wanted to know more about this, but obviously media also did not get to it much faster, because again, and then we got to know about the reasons of this. Apparently there was some kind of leak in the acid, some kind of a chemical release in the plant actually, which kind of triggered the explosion. But I think I wanted to talk, like, we wanted to include this as one of the very big events, because again a lot of lives were lost in it, and it was definitely significantly one of the biggest, and also it was reported that it was one of the largest man-made disasters ever. So something very important and something very big that has happened this year, I think, even though it did not affect our lives as much, but it did take a lot of lives. A lot of lives were definitely lost due to a bomb blast like this. So yeah, so I think talking about the next big kind of a thing which happened this year, so which is Trump getting COVID. So we wanted to include this just because we wanted to, I think, because again a lot of memes and a lot of kind of like hating and trolling was going around regarding this, because obviously, you know, as soon as he came out, as soon as Trump was healed out of COVID, because as he actually had some kind of a minor strain, so he wasn't heavily affected by it. So as soon as he got healed and came out and started beginning his presidency again, so he made this comment stating that you don't need to wear masks and people are stronger and there is no need of masks. And again, I don't know why he said that. I don't know what was his intention while saying it. And again, as soon as he immediately told, social media completely barraged him with a lot of tweets, a lot of hate. And we already know Trump gets a lot of hate, and this was just adding like fuel to the fire again. So I think this was one fun event which I wanted to say, which I think kind of defined 2020 in a funny way, I think. So what is your idea about this, Krishna? Do you think Trump saying that there's no need to wear masks was a valid idea or some kind of a decent decision to say, like, in the open public, I mean?
So speaking about Trump, we know that he's a very crazy person. And first of all, while Trump got infected by COVID, he didn't actually concern more about his health. And of course, he also at one point he said that it is COVID is not at all like present, so like it is all fake. So like there is nothing called COVID or no disease is spreading like it. So every people were laughing at him. So like, we all know obviously that COVID is the most deadliest disease we are facing in this century. And Trump, it was a very funny part of him. So, and he also didn't care to give awareness about this disease to the people. So like he himself didn't wear masks. So like he also asked all his followers to all the people of his nation to remove mask and go out for work. So like that was one major reason for his loss in the election, I think. So that may be also a minor factor. So speaking about Trump, the next incident is about Joe Biden winning the US elections. So that was the most eagerly waited news for all the US citizens, as most of them hate Trump, or like rather they hate his kind of policies. So Biden actually won with majority. And Shiram, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I think one of the most very well defining moments, at least in the US history, I think so, or probably even for the whole world also, because I think Trump was recognized like worldwide for his actions and for his crazy decisions and etc. So I think this was a very big shining light for most of the Americans, I think, because I think most of the country hates him, most of the world again hates him. So him leaving his office, getting out of his presidency, I think was a definitely good news to hear. and we still don't know what Joe Biden is going to do and Kamala Harris are planning to do. We obviously, I think there are good things in store, obviously, because I think they definitely will do a better presidency compared to Trump, I think. So in that regard, that they at least have some sort of a sane decision making policy, unlike Trump, who does not have any kind of sane decision making, in my opinion. So yeah, definitely a very big and a defining moment for US history and all of the world, and again, I think so. So moving on, I would like to talk about the SpaceX launch, actually, which took place in Cape Canaveral, actually. And the most important thing which I wanted to include this, actually, is because the reason that SpaceX actually completed a record-breaking amount of launches this year, about 26th mission, which was actually the last mission which they did. And it was actually a very big thing, and they got a lot of celebration for it, because obviously SpaceX was something, started off as something very small, started off something very meager, something which we would not thought it would elevate to this kind of a scale. Again, it is led by Elon Musk again from the Tesla fame. So it was, I think, a very important moment for all SpaceX fans, or all people who follow Elon Musk, who are diehard fans of Elon Musk, including me again. So I think I just wanted to talk about this just because of the fact that maybe there is a lot of big things for SpaceX in the future, and I hope that SpaceX continues to do more and more things like these, continues to break more and more bounds next year as well. Yeah, so the next thing is about India in specific regarding the IPL again. So I'm not a very big cricket fanatic, I don't watch cricket much. So Krishna, what do you think the IPL was? How do you think people reacted to this? Obviously, it was a very big, I think, relief for most of these people, because again, IPL was something which all of the fans had been waiting for the past 3 or 4 months, I think. So as soon as it was postponed, so what do you think the Indian audience reaction was when they actually started to watch the matches?
So IPL actually happened in very late, and in September only IPL actually started due to all this COVID and all the kind of lockdown. So like, it didn't actually happen in India, it happened in Dubai. So tournament actually happened without any audience, presence of any audience, because of the fear of spreading of the virus. So for the last 13 seasons, we know that this was the most favorite kind of sports, and for the last 13 seasons we know that this show this tournament kind of occurred in March or April time, during the summer vacations, for each and every person to enjoy, sit with friends and family to enjoy this sport. So due to COVID, it unfortunately kind of extended, and even though it was a very big problem for the BCCI or the IPL or the players side, it was a very big relief for the people during this lockdown period, and many stress was going on, many bad incidents came and gone. So we know that it was a very peaceful or like a very relaxing thing for the people to enjoy, sit and watch IPL. So yeah, Shiram, what do you think about Jeff Bezos? The next incident is about Jeff Bezos getting achievement of the first person to have $200 billion of net worth. So like, what do you think about?
Yeah, I think this is something very much expected again, because again, we know Bezos has this incredible chain, Amazon. And Amazon has transformed into something so big that literally some of us people, including my family, kind of depend on Amazon. Literally, we do most of our online shopping on Amazon just because of the amount of logistics and the amount of volume which they are able to kind of ship, and that too at an incredibly faster rate. And the logistics especially, I think, is something which you have to applaud him for. So I think this was no surprise again, and obviously I think the reasons for this, I think, mostly is for the fact that again, you can blame quarantine for this, I think, because since most of us do not go out for any kind of a shopping kind of a thing, so we ordered most of our things via online. So I think in that way, I think this time his profit was definitely through the roof, and this was something which definitely was in the books for him, and probably many more things to come in 2021, I think. So yeah.
So yeah, as you told that we all depend on Amazon. So like, most of us prefer getting our products, favorite products from Amazon. So like, including starting from dress to mobile. So like, each and every thing is available on Amazon. So like, I too ordered many things during this year. As we all know that due to this pandemic, we can't go out and do shopping. So that is what is about Jeff Bezos. So like, he became the first person to have $200 billion net worth, as due to this reason, I think so. And yeah,
So moving on to the next part, or I think something which we want to talk about is regarding the deaths of some of the celebrities, I think, which we witnessed this year. I think some of us were literally caught us by surprise, and some of these were something which were in anticipation, I think, so we kind of had an idea as to them happening. I think the very first thing which I'd like to talk about is Sushant Singh Rajput, because I think this is something which rocked the whole world, actually, because I think it was again a very big surprise. We had no idea, something we had not even an imagine slightest bit of imagination as to something like this would happen, and again, and it turned out to be a very big controversy. Again, I don't want to go much deep into it. There is a lot of conspiracy behind this. There is a rumor regarding he was murdered or something, but again, I don't want to go into much more speculations or anything. I don't think that is that we are doing right to him. So again, I think a very big loss for us, I think, in terms of the movie industry, in terms of the Bollywood industry, because of the work which he's done. I think he's acclaimed worldwide. So Krishna, what was your opinion, or how high you held Sushant Singh Rajput after seeing his movies?
So starting from seeing his movies, I loved the movie MS Dhoni. So like The Untold Story, it was the most favorite movie of his, according to me. So like I loved the movie very much, and I was completely shocked to hear this news, as out of nowhere everyone started tweeting, or like everyone started posting about his loss. So like he committed suicide, and later on we know that many kind of things came out as involving drugs and other actors, or like other senior actors than him, was the main reason behind his suicide. So we still don't have a clear idea of how he kind of died. So the next was about Irfan Khan passing out. So like the Bollywood star who kind of starred in many for Hollywood films, so like including Jurassic Park, yeah. And we loved his Life of Pi. So like many movies we loved his. So it was also one of the shocking news. And Shiram, what do you think about it?
Yeah, again, a very big loss again to this industry, because especially if you're a big fan of Hollywood, in sense Bollywood also, because I think he's produced such movies of very high quality, and I think he's got fans all over the world again, because of his prominence in acting and because of his skills again. So it was very sad to see him go. And I think the next one in the list is probably the most important person, especially in the Indian industry, is Mr. SPB, because he was such a legendary musician. Because I personally, in the sense, I did not listen to him as so much, because obviously I was not born in the 90s or 80s, because I think people who were in the 90s or 80s, probably my parents or probably even my brother or sister, etc., must have listened to him, must have adored him. And I think it was a very big kind of a musician in the Indian industry especially, and was very sad to see him go. So Krishna, what was your regard? What was your opinion about SPB? Were you a personal fan of his music?
So speaking about SPB, I used to love all his songs. So like he has sung more than 40,000 songs, which is a Guinness World Record. I think so. Like no one would sing 40,000 songs for money or fame. So like it is his passion towards cinema and music mainly. So like the next death is about Kobe Bryant. It is about Kobe Bryant who passed away. So like it was completely shocking, and at a very young age, such a talented player died. So like we missed him very much, and it is still shocking for us, and we can't come out of that situation. Yeah. So Shiram, what do you think about his death?
Yeah, I used to follow basketball a lot about like 2 or 3 years ago, I think, and I used to respect him a lot. I had a big amount of aspiration towards him, just because of his work ethic, I think, because he had this crazy work ethic where he used to get up 4 in the morning, he used to practice all day, he used to manage his business on the side. Such an amazing human being, such an amazing person, such a skilled basketball player. And again, it was very sad to see him go, and he died in a plane crash. Actually, his daughter also died, which was extremely sad to listen. We were completely shocked by this, especially I was, considering it was such a big loss to their family. And obviously, I hope they are doing well right now. But again, a very big loss to the basketball industry, I think so. Yeah. So moving on to the Hollywood side. So we saw the death of Chadwick Boseman, who actually played the role of Black Panther, who actually lived the role of Black Panther, if I should say so myself, because I think he was a person who brought Black Panther onto the screen. Yes, I was not a very big follower of Marvel in general. I used to not be that big fanboy, so I don't have, or I cannot kind of portray the feelings of an actual Marvel fan, but I definitely can give you, I can certainly say that for a fact, that he was such an amazing actor, definitely portrayed the role of Black Panther on the screen, and we all got to see him in his glory. Obviously, he did previous movies, but I think his most acclaimed one was obviously Black Panther again. It was so sad to see him go, and we knew, obviously, and he was obviously aware of his condition. Apparently he had cancer, and he kind of did not want to reveal it to the industry, and that was again very brave human being, something very inspirational actually, if you think about it. Yeah, definitely. So moving on to the next one, probably is a classic, someone, a classic kind of a person, Sean Connery. So he was the person who actually was actually termed as actually the James Bond, if I want to be very precise so myself, because I think he was the person who acted in a lot of these initial James Bond movies, because again, I'm a very big fan of James Bond movies. I think James Bond was turned into such a big character actually, and right now with the Mission Impossible franchise not going on, I think James Bond actually kind of was the root of all of these kind of amazing kind of movies. And again, so he was the very first person who brought it onto the screen. So yeah, Krishna, were you like a very big fan of James Bond in your childhood?
So I used to love James Bond movies due to all its spy elements and thrilling elements, all its cinematography and all the plot wise. So mainly the acting was the main thing that pulled me into the movie. And speaking about Sean Connery, he was the first person to portray as James Bond, and it was also very sad to hear his death. So. And that was about this all about this recap of 2020. And speaking about our personal channel or personal podcast, we kind of started this podcast. We had this interest to do this podcast, and we have been continuously doing for these. We have moved on into the first season, and we are posting it on Anchor FM, and we in Spotify, Google Podcast, and the most good news, or like the most very good news for us to hear was before 2 days we got officially announced on like officially introduced into Apple Podcast. So like kindly listen to us on Apple Podcast also. And Shiram, what do you think about our show getting introduced into Apple Podcast?
Yeah, Krishna, I think since the day we actually started, I think we actually started out, I think, to give a little bit of a backstory, we started off with we were just bored. I think we wanted to do something. We had a lot of free time in our hand, obviously, so we decided why not talk, why not, and we were also very interested in talking also, but we were not good at public speaking again, so I think this was the only kind of medium which we had. So we started doing podcasting, and the initial episodes, as you know, was a complete train wreck again, because we didn't know how the entire podcasting thing worked. We didn't know how to engage an audience, even now we don't know that again, but again, it's all a learning process, I think so again, because if you say so myself, because again, such a difficult kind of an industry, difficult kind of art to do, because again, you have to be very good with your words, and we are doing it in English again also. We could have done it in Tamil again, but I wanted to go for a much bigger reach, a much better audience, so that's why we decided to opt for English. And again, it is definitely a difficult business for whoever who's trying to kind of get into the podcasting again. It is definitely easy, but if you kind of have friends to do it with, I think it becomes fairly easier. So yeah, it's been 3 or 4 months since we started now, and I hope 2021 has more in store for us, and we hope to do much more better in 2021, and I hope that all of you kind of have your hopes and dreams fulfilled in 2021, and let's hope for the best. So yeah, that will be the end of today's episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening to it. So if you have any kind of comments, suggestions or criticisms, please drop it in the YouTube comment section down below. And regarding Spotify, please make sure you listen to us on Spotify also, and make sure you follow us on Spotify again. So that's it for this episode, guys. We'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much.
Thank you.